the WEEI studios. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
Two of the Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy here on WEEI. Full tank program taking up until 10 o'clock. If you want to jump aboard, you can at 617-779-7937. You can watch the show on Twitch. If you miss any of the show, check out the podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, you can check out Six Rings and Football Things and Hashtag Dork. All great podcasts and all free for you. Fitzy, what do you say we do a little Would You Rather? Normally a Wednesday feature, but again, Red Sox play a lot of Wednesday games, so let's do it now.
Putting together some of all of the best and most favoritest Rich Keefe segments in one show. Rich, I'm going to just throw this one at you out of the blue.
Go ahead.
Would You Rather style, because there is a significant television program on tonight. Some have called it a seminal moment in American political history.
Perhaps
possibly the most fate-deciding debate in history. Would you rather watch the debate and hear Trump and Biden in their own voices, or have Keefe and Fitzy take the subtitles of the debate and do it on the radio for you in their best Trump and Biden voices?
I mean, seriously, like what a mess this has the opportunity of being. I was looking up some of the prop bets for tonight.
Oh, wait a second. We all bet on baseball, and we could have bet on the debate?
Yeah, there's prop bets in certain places.
That would have been great.
Will the candidates shake hands before or after the debate?
Yes.
That's 7-1 odds, I guess.
I say no.
I think no. I don't think these guys...
They don't like each other very much at all.
I would agree. How many non-facts will be said by Trump?
409.
It says, according to Washington Post fact checker blog, over-under is 15.5.
Oh, over all day.
Oh, my God. Smash that over.
How many non-facts by Biden is at 9.5?
I'll probably take the over.
9.5?
Yeah.
That seems okay.
How about this?
I'll take the over on that, too.
The over-under for length of Biden's longest pause.
Ooh. wait, hold. Let me guess. 5.5 seconds. 5.5 seconds.
Great guess. The over-under on this site, anyway, is 4.5.
I would take the over.
Yeah. I was actually asking somebody yesterday, like, what are they going to give him tonight?
Oh,
as
like,
in, like,
Compound what? V?
Yeah, serious.
If you're watching The Boys.
Yeah.
Shoot them up on, like, what turns people into superheroes? Yeah.
What is that special drink that like I see on my Instagram feed all the time? Magic Mind.
Oh, apparently, yeah, you
all
can go
these
there.
Like elevated thinkers and
Andy Hart can get him a C4.
A C4?
Yeah, you're gonna need more than that.
Just go with the tried and true classic cocaine.
the old Joey Bumps, huh?
I saw somebody on Instagram took every color of Monster Energy drink and poured it into one like fruit punch. And
oh, that's
like,
great.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
All right. How many times will the over under for how many gaffes or mix ups Biden will have? Gaffes or mix ups? Now, I guess that's kind of in the eye of the beholder.
I'm going to do 3.5.
So 2.5 is the number.
So over.
You would
okay,
take the
so
over.
I'm taking the over.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the future leader of the free world.
That's correct.
Is there a prop bet for anyone to either defecate themselves or have their teeth fall out?
I haven't scrolled down enough, but I would assume yes. I would assume that's in there. How many times will the...
Just like one little quick fart slips through.
Like, what was that? Who was that?
What? I'm sorry. Did you disagree with what I said? It sounded like you growled.
You're like, I don't think so. I can't feel anything down there.
Just one of those Broadway intermission farts you hear whenever you go to the theater with your parents.
Like, how many times will the moderator ask to stay on topic?
Oof. These are good.
4.5.
7.5
wow.
is the number here. So I would probably say, will the debate exceed 90 minutes? I don't think that's in the best bet for either one of these gentlemen tonight. Yes is the heavy favorite at -200. No is +150. How many times will the moderator call for order?
It's Jake Tapper, noted Philadelphia Eagles fan. Jake Tapper.
Uh-huh. Which candidate will be the first to suggest the other candidate is, quote, on drugs? Trump's minus 700, so Vegas feels Trump's going to go there. Biden's 4-1. Well, that goes to your thing. Like, if he's having, like, a good debate, maybe Trump's going to be surprised by that.
Are you
on
something?
Yeah, he's going to accuse him of being on drugs.
I don't need anything.
All right, which candidate will be the first to say, quote, shut up to the other candidate?
Oh,
Trump.
No, I mean, Biden's the favorite. Minus 150. So if
is?
You like Trump, he's got a little juice, plus 110.
Wait, now, well, hold on. Wouldn't Biden just do a hush now or just like, can you please be quiet?
Yeah.
Like, a full blown shut up is so disrespectful.
Come on, man.
But I also feel like Trump's going to be doing more talking, which means Biden would have more of an opportunity to say shut up.
Okay, now would it be, does this guy, like, now I'd have to find out, like, do I get to collect? Can I cash in on the bet? If it's, hey, is this guy ever shut up? You know what I mean?
I think that counts. I think if he uses the word shut up in sort of the context, I would give him that. What will be the first topic of the debate?
Oh.
The options are economy, foreign policy, healthcare, and immigration.
What's the biggest thing? What's dominated the news cycle, save obviously for this debate and Bronny James over the last 24 hours?
I think, well, this Kyle Filipowski story is taking off. He got groomed
probably,
by a
Mormon.
Probably,
you know what, there we go.
I'd put that one high on the list.
It's probably going to be grooming.
What will happen? Trump to be warned or scolded by the moderator, Biden to say shut up, Biden to lose his footing, or Trump to say drill, baby, drill?
Drill, baby, drill.
Also on here, because this what will happen, I guess, first, Biden falls asleep, as on this list, or has a 5-second brain freeze. Either man to just walk off is at 14-1. Just be like, that's it for me. I'm out. Trump,
doing this.
Also at 14-1 is for Donald Trump to sniff 5 times during one response. Yeah, well, he sniffs.
He does
that
a lot.
Yeah.
He does that a lot.
Yeah.
Sniff 5 times.
which nickname will be said first by Trump?
Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe is the heavy favorite, followed by Crooked Hillary, Fake Tapper, Crazy Jack Smith.
Fake Tapper! He's so good with this. Hey, Stiz, do you have access to the old... Some of those old folders and files. Do you remember that drop we used to play like every day when Trump said, God bless the United States, but his teeth fell out? If you can find that and just share it at any point during the night, that thing used to literally bring me to tears.
Oh, my God. That is good.
The United States.
God bless the United States. Hey, our old pal Coop. Formerly of the Play Tessie podcast,
sure.
Who did the Twitch and everything else, just sent me a text right here at the old Fitzy's 37937. Which candidate will involuntarily hawk Tua first?
Oh. Ooh, does either candidate mention hawk Tua as if to try to get some of the younger votes?
Will either candidate mention hawk Tua?
I think whoever wrote Biden's answers wants to kind of hip him up a little bit, maybe he hawked Tua's.
Right. I understand things. I comprehend very well.
How many times will Biden say folks?
Oh, that's got
folks. Come on, folks.
It's got to be a double digit. Yeah, I'm going to say 13. 13 and a half.
It's 4.5.
Over.
Oh, my God.
I think every answer is going to be that.
Stiz, you carry a lot of cash. You're from Chelsea. How much you got?
That's right.
I got a
double sawbuck on it, 20 bucks.
A double sawbuck.
It's like, man, you're really into this debate tonight. Yeah, I got Biden over 4.5, folks.
Hey, Biden did all right in the State of the Union a few months ago. So
this is a different atmosphere.
You're right.
That's all prompter, dude. Yeah, no. This is live.
Are we gonna get any Taylor Greens? Like, are Taylor Green or Boebert in attendance? Is anyone gonna get up and start yelling?
Oh,
is there any prop on? Like,
that's a good one. Probably.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't think so. Okay. I don't know.
I hope not.
How many times will Trump say fake news?
Again, double digits.
Over 2.5.
It's 1.5.
Wow.
No. Yeah, they don't think he's going to go there too many times.
There's some money to be made.
I think so.
We could really do well.
This could be a nice
tonight.
Stimmy tonight on this.
How many times will Trump say, quote, stolen or, quote, rigged? I guess they both count.
Rigged, I got to do 3.5.
Yeah, you're right. 3.5. 3.5's the number.
Why am I not setting odds for a living? I'm actually.
You should.
Good at
you
this.
Get out there. How many times will Hunter Biden be mentioned? did you watch the most recent Dave Attell stand up?
There's a new Attell special?
Yeah, probably a couple months back. It's on Netflix. It's hilarious because it's Dave Attell, but he has a line in there where he's like, I'm not like political or whatever. He's like, don't worry, because like there was like he said something about Trump. He's like, don't worry, I'm a Biden guy. Hunter Biden.
I know.
His over-under for mentions is 2.5.
Okay.
How many times will Putin be said?
2.5.
This one's at 7.5.
They
really think there's going to be a lot of Putin reference. A
lot of Ukraine.
Robert Kraft in there to talk about Putin. Still wants that ring back.
That's right.
Still.
Give me back my ring. Screaming.
Yeah, I mean, Trump is going to tout the idea that he can fix everything with Putin because they're best buddies, and Biden will continue warning what a, what a menace he is.
Trump said if he gets in, it's solved in 24 hours.
Man, that's
24
quick.
Hours.
That's what he says.
That's quick.
Wow. Make a whole season out of that.
And then you can also bet on what will Trump's final word be. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different options.
United States.
The United States.
Unfortunately, that's not even on there. It's again, obviously, if he wants to hit him with the Make America Great Again. America, unite, buy, go, great, this, and Biden are all options.
Wait, what are the last three?
Great. This and Biden.
Is you on there?
Yes, it is. Yeah, okay. You
I'm
is
take
plus
you as in thank you.
Plus 350.
Oh, it's all over.
Well,
Nice.
We're not a republic 5 years from now. Let's just remember we had some good laughs tonight.
We did. We had fun.
We need these tonight.
We had fun. No, this is definitely like the old on South Park years ago when they did their. What was it? I don't even know if you can say one of the things, but it was between
rhymes with tipple.
No, it was like Roosh and a turd sandwich were the two.
I thought you were going to say the tipple fight.
Oh, no. Let's see what else is on here. Those were all from that one site. I think other sites have them. Like a lot of the big ones don't, but if you want to look around, you can probably bet
on
them.
Have you seen some of the, I'm just grabbing this currently from X right now, some of the drinking games?
Yeah.
Drink when Biden calls Trump a convicted felon.
Oh, God.
Says, listen,
I forgot
folks,
about the drinking games. Yes.
We're protecting democracy. Starts a sentence but ends it with a completely different thought. You drink when either of them freezes for 3 seconds or more. Says this is the most important election or accuses the other of anti-Semitism. Drink when Trump says, believe me, insults Jake Tapper, or does jazz hands or an excessive hand motion.
Man. Well, it's going to be something. It is going to be something, that's for sure. All right, we will continue here on the Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy. We got some Would You Rather questions. Plus, let's get to this Red Sox team, which right now is a playoff team, despite all odds going into the year. You can join us at 617-779-7937. It's Keefe and Fitzy here on WEEI. Right now, here is Stiz with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox were looking to take the series against the Blue Jays last night at Fenway Park. However, torrential rains in the second inning caused the game to be postponed. The two teams will make the game up in August when the Blue Jays are back in town. The Red Sox will remain at home as the Padres come into town for a 3-game series. First game of the series goes down tomorrow night. First pitch at 7:10 from Fenway. Nick Pivetta expected to take the mound for your Boston Red Sox. He'll face off against Randy Vasquez for the Padres. Rich Keefe will get you ready for the game starting at 6:10 with the MassMutual pregame show. Don't forget, you can catch the pregame and the game right here on WEEI or download the Odyssey app and take us wherever you go. Brad Stevens made his first-round selection in the NBA draft last night. With the 30th overall pick, the Celtics selected 6'7" wing Baylor Shireman out of Creighton. Shireman averaged 18.5 points, 9 rebounds, and 3.9 assists per game last season. And Kristaps Porzingis had surgery to repair the rare leg injury that he suffered during the NBA Finals. His recovery time will be 5 to 6 months, meaning he will not return until well into the start of the next season for your Boston Celtics. Stiz, that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Rich Keefe Show coming up.
Remember, you can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of the Rich Keefe Show on WEEI.
Back on the Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy, WEEI. You can jump aboard here at 617-779-7937. You can text into the show, 37937. A couple of the texts are saying how in the 2020 debate, Biden told Trump to shut up. He said, shut up, man. So that's probably why that one's on there. Someone also said, Fitzy, I heard that, he says, hey guys, I heard the mics will be turned off when the other is speaking.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. Because wasn't it last? Was it the last one that was like kind of chaotic and everybody left being like, "What the hell? Like, we get anything done here?"
Just don't overthink it. You have to leave them up. You can't tell them like we're gonna mute you and then we have to, because the bicker, the back and forth, presenting facts, fact checking, the insults, like that's part of what makes this must see TV and great theater.
I would agree. I would agree with that. As promised, we have some would you rather questions for you, and let's start with this one, Fitzy. Would you rather the Red Sox trade for good players or trade away good players?
Oh, I am so all in on what Alex Cora had to say the other day. You know, why would we just, what did he say? Let's get dangerous. Let's get crazy. When he said, like, why would we just be shooting for the third wild card spot? I want the Red Sox to trade for good players. Do not sell off parts because you think you're ahead of schedule and you've given your fans a reasonably entertaining first half. Jaren Duran is turning into a star in front of our eyes. Devers is finding his stroke. You're going to get guys back as well. Don't just tell me, oh, we may get Hendricks back and Tristan Casas is taking clean swings now. Like, no.
There's a lot going on there.
No, I want a big bat. I want them to reinforce this team. Get them somebody. Get them what they need.
I agree. And I know a lot of it in like Breslow, you can't get mad at him yet. Like he hasn't had a Heim Bloom deadline yet.
God, that interview this morning on the Greg Hill show was awful.
It is scary. He won't even say if he wants Cora around. Like he won't say anything. He is such a, for a guy who's a former player, like I get analytics being a part of it. I'm not one of these like, was there analytics when Babe Ruth was sucking dingers? Like, I understand there's a point where these stats can really help you, but if that's all you're worried about, it's like, why even play the game? And I know there's been so much said about Breslow and these stat guys and even Bloom being like, well, you know, if the percentages of us making the playoffs are really low, then, like, we don't want to give up good players that could help us down the road and blah, 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 blah. My whole point would be like, if you're in it, like if you are either one of the three wildcard teams or like the last couple of years, you're a couple games back right at the deadline. Wouldn't you think bringing in a player, not only do you get the impact of said player, but also maybe just a shot in the arm to everybody on the team. And maybe they go on like a little bit of a surge because they actually feel like the front office believes in them. Call me crazy. I feel like in other sports, that may work. Like, oh, big trade deadline. Oh, you did something. And maybe now we're gonna go for it in the final 2 months of the year. So they're in a position now where I know the trade deadline's still a month away. So, you know, things can change. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, I mean, it would be devastating if they didn't add anybody. They're surprising a lot of people. So you might keep that thing going.
You had players just outright begging management and the brass to trade for players last year.
Yes.
You had Rafi Devers, the unlikely leader. He doesn't want to be a vocal leader on the team.
Like, no, in fact, it was through his interpreter he ripped the team.
You had Kenley Jansen saying, we need reinforcements, get us some guys. And they did absolutely none of that whatsoever. Why not this year? Because shouldn't each and every opportunity to compete for a playoff spot, to possibly snag a wild card, to get into the postseason, for marketing, for sales, and then just like it shouldn't it be seen as like a as a gift and an opportunity that should be maximized, because number one, you could be saying, like, look, we got into the wild card this year. We made the playoffs, and just think, we're going to call up Mayer and Anthony and Teal and everyone else next year. Yeah. Holy smokes, we're going to be wagging. And two, just point to last year. Look at the freaking Snakes.
Yep.
Your boys, the Diamondbacks, 84 wins. They got in, made it all the way to the World Series.
Oh, exactly.
Come on now.
Oh, baseball's silly with the teams that, like, kind of aren't that good in the regular season. They just go on a run and can win the whole thing or get to a World Series or whatever. So I think they definitely need to do it. I mean, for the team, for the fans, like, all right, you don't have one of the top five payrolls in baseball. It doesn't mean you can't still be aggressive. And also, you mentioned all those young guys that are at the top of their farm system. You can still make really impactful trades and keep those guys.
Yep.
Like, there's plenty of good arms or even bats that are going to be traded around. And if it's a contract year for a guy, those teams can't expect to get Teal or Anthony or Meyer. So deal somebody else away. But yeah, this team, it definitely needs to do it. And if you look at it, right now, they're competing with the Royals and the Twins. And if you're telling me they can't be right there with them or better than at least one of them, but when it's all said and done, like, I don't know. They've played half the season. It's a good chunk, a good sample, and they're right there with these guys. So I really hope they do something. To that point, would you rather, if it came down to just one, another starting pitcher or a right-handed power bat?
Right-handed power bat.
Yeah.
That's something I wanted all off-season long. It's something I opened the season wanting. It's something that the team still desperately needs. There needs to be a power-hitting complement to Rafael Devers. And I think all along they thought Trevor Story was going to be that guy. He ain't been it the entire time that he's been with the team. They desperately lack that as well. Casas, if he's healthy,
yeah.
When he comes back now that he's swinging freely, great. Again, that's a lefty. They're too lefty heavy. They need a power hitting right handed bat. Yoshida, he's a lefty.
And stinks.
You can't tell me Tyler. Yeah, and kind of
Yoshida kind of stinks. Yeah, Tyler O'Neill. But I mean, if you could go, you know, Devers, big power righty, then Casas, then Tyler O'Neill, and then you have like the speed guys above him and behind him, like, that's a good lineup. So, yeah, I want the bat too. Although, right now, the pitching staff, which started out a house of fire, is really just Tanner Houck. And, like, for the last month, it's only been Tanner Houck. The rest of their starters, I guess Pivetta can be fine, right? He's had some good ones and some bad ones.
He's been better than not. Bayo has been a mess.
Bayo is a big concern. Because
what's going on with him?
I don't know. Like, he stinks. I was talking to Will Fleming during the pregame show the other night, Bragg. And he said, like, his changeup, which used to be his best pitch, like, he's it's awful now. So, like, if that's his thing. But, yeah, they're getting to him. And with Bayo, what you notice, too, is if something doesn't go his way, falls apart. Like, if whether it's his own doing or, like, maybe a guy commits an error or doesn't make a play that he should or he gives up a couple of hits, then it's like, uh-oh, here come the floodgates are about to open up. And that's what happened the other night. He gives up 7 runs in the third inning to the Blue Jays.
Brutal.
Yeah, so he, you cannot rely on right now. It's a part of me is like, well, do you want that starting pitcher to help you get into the playoffs? But then I think if you do squeak into the playoffs, and if you already have Tanner Houck at the start of it, and then Pivetta, and then maybe you go Crawford, you can shorten that rotation down, and then you might not even have to throw out a Brian Bayo.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Would you rather a one-night NBA draft or a two-night NBA draft?
Definitely at this point now, a two-night NBA draft, because look what we got. We got a free night of – we got the Bronny James. We got the bonus content.
That's true.
Everything we wanted out of it, so – given the success this year. Now, granted, it's anomalous because you're not too often going to have one of the 10 greatest NBA players' son in the draft.
That is true. When Deuce Tatum's in the draft in 15 years or whatever it is, or not less, probably.
Yeah. How old is Deuce?
How old a guy is Deuce? That's a good question.
That is a great question.
So let's see. This is Deuce Tatum age. Oh, for God's sakes. How is that not easily... 6 or 7? This article was from December, so 6. So, yeah, so what would he get drafted? 13 years when he's 19?
Sure.
So 13 years from now, we could be talking about Jason Tatum wanting to stay in the league to play with his kid.
Yep, he was 6 years old. Jason Deuce Christopher Tatum Jr. was 6 years old in December. So he's basically, probably about 7.
There you go. We're not that far off.
Nope. Can Jason play another 13 years with the Celtics and hold on?
Let's hope so. You get him that super max. That'll get him about halfway there. And then you kind of go from there. But no, I didn't mind it when it was one night. It does get kind of buried. And then, like, you know, by the end of it, it's like midnight. I mean, it's tough in that second round. So I don't mind splitting it up, but it's hard to, like, in the NFL, there's still a lot of fanfare around the second and third round of the NFL draft.
Oh, and this year in the fourth, when we got my guy, Javon Baker, come on.
Yeah, that's true. Even the fourth round,
day three
juice.
Was lit this year.
Yeah, it does. That's true.
I think they went a quarterback in the freaking Super Bowl who was the last pick in the seventh round. So you can't miss a second of the NFL draft.
That's true. It's all deadly. All right, would you rather, Fitzy, play on a team with your dad or play on a team with your son?
Oh, so you're Bronny James and me here. Okay.
Would you rather be, yeah, and not their careers necessarily, because obviously I think everybody would rather be LeBron than Bronny, but in which experience would you prefer, do you think?
I think I would prefer to play with my son. Something about that's romantic. Like playing with your dad, that would be pretty cool as well, but I feel like, I don't know.
I feel like I'd probably rather play for like a season or two with my dad. I think that'd be a cool experience. He's kind of helping in the league. Like, that'd be kind of crazy. Because if the roles are reversed, then like part of me is like, not only am I looking at what my kid's doing when we're on the road, but I'm more like, is he seeing what I'm doing when we're on the road? And I don't know if I want that. I don't know if I want the streams to cross.
Right. Oh, geez.
Not literally like that, but you know what I mean. Like,
oh Lord,
there's definitely some of that NBA nightlife, I would imagine, which I don't think either side of it is great.
Yeah, there were a couple of tweets out there about like, why the hell would Bronny James want to be on the Lakers when he's trying to do his nighttime thing and his dad's watching him?
But it's also, I mean, in this case too, like when you're the kid and your dad is just, you know, one of the greatest players of all time.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
and
if you're
barely
the kid,
in the league.
How about the shadow? Like, if I'm the dad and my kid plays on the team that I'm on, a la LeBron with Bronny James, and my kid comes up and shows up and shows me up, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be proud. Like, look what my kid did. Like, the son has now taken the father's place.
Right.
But if if I'm the kid and my dad just dominates and I look like an ass.
I know.
And just back in the driveway again.
So when LeBron retires, whenever that is, does whatever team that he's on just like give up on Bronny? Like, all right.
Cut the next day.
Probably.
Cut.
Hey, it's not show friends. It's show business. So if you're going to, he's only on the team because of his dad. Therefore, if his dad's not on the team, it's probably like, all right, buddy, like, thanks. We'll see you later. I also wonder if LeBron, because he opts out of his deal, or he's going to opt out so he can you know, again, manipulate that. I wonder if he picks another destination to go to. I'm sure one of the demands would be like, trade me with the kid. And the other team would be like, all right, fine, whatever. And honestly, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, the Milwaukee Bucks have Giannis's brother on the team. You think that guy would be on the team if Giannis wasn't there?
Oh, other Antetokounmpo?
Theonis, I think it is.
Theonis, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm guessing that guy wouldn't be on the squad if it wasn't for Giannis.
Yeah, there was another funny tweet I read during the break where somebody propositioned, like, if LeBron really wants to try to make this seem like it wasn't his power play, he should come out and say, I never authorized this pick. This is the worst pick the organization's ever made. I demand a trade back to Miami.
Yeah. Horrible pick. Hate this guy. Well, people are making the joke, too, that in the first round, the Lakers took a guy like J.J. Redick, and then in the second round, LeBron just took his kid. And I was like, all right, well.
Perfect.
We'll see how that goes. Circling back to a baseball would you rather, with the Padres coming to town tomorrow, although Xander Bogaerts is hurt, would you rather the Red Sox, and forget about money for a second, just sort of the impact on the team, would you rather the Red Sox have re-signed Xander Bogaerts or Kyle Schwarber, who we saw a couple weeks ago with Philly?
I would. You know how much I love Schwarbs.
Yeah.
How much I love.
Oh, yeah, sure you do.
Kyle from Waltham was a quick fit here.
No doubt.
But Xander Bogaerts is a right-handed bat. Xander Bogaerts plays at times elite-level shortstop. He was the outspoken team leader and could, on occasion, actually give you a little power and pop as well. So I'd have to go with Xander.
Yeah, I love Schwarber too, but I think the answer, especially if Casas can just get healthy and be a consistent lefty power bat, I feel like really, you needed to rewind all the way to when they signed Trevor Story and not done that. Ugh. And just had Bogarts. Although, like, to paint the full picture, Bogarts has already moved to second base for the Padres. And before he got hurt this year, he was horrible. So it's like, who knows? Like, obviously, that contract right away was a terrible contract. The Padres never should have signed him to that.
Oh, but 11 for 290? You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Hey, by the way, Stanley, no hits yet. Just a quick update from the Rich Keefe.
Yeah, get in there.
In-game update department, a spinoff of the Rich Keefe Scores, Stats, and Research department.
Yeah, they work very well together, though.
They do. They're great teammates. It is still in the... Oh, the first inning just ended. Your score, Toronto Blue Jays 5, your New York Yankees 0.
No.
How do you like that?
Oh, man.
Jumping out on them, huh?
All over them. Rodon, I said, what did I say?
What do you need? Two hits from Judge, though?
Yeah, Yankees got spanked, I think it was the Mets, maybe, last game. And Judge still had two hits.
Smacked him around. Garrett Cole got smacked around his second start.
Absolutely smoked.
Got absolutely ripped.
Yep, one at bat for Aaron Judge, no hits.
All right, still a couple more at bats on the way.
Yep.
2-3.
But that five, I'm feeling pretty good about my bet tonight. Feeling pretty good.
Good five spot there. I think my bet has not started yet. The 8 o'clock, I believe, first pitch for Royals and Guardians. All right, here you go. Would you rather, Fitzy, your a good TV show or a show that you enjoy, would you rather them release every episode at once or weekly?
I don't need to control the way that I consume and have the option to binge. I'm still a fan of looking forward to the release of a television show. I love the anticipation. There's too much on demand in this life. I would be all in on, let's say, even though it's not my favorite Star Wars content or television show by any stretch, Disney is releasing an episode of The Acolyte every Tuesday, whereas FX/Hulu just dumped the entire season of The Bear all on you last night, and people are like, do I do it just one at a time and savor it? Do I crush the whole series? I don't want those options. Give me a single episode.
Yeah, if I had to choose between the two, it would be weekly. I don't hate the fact that you get a combination of both, right? So, like, every once in a while, you're like, oh, this show's, oh, it's all out, and then you can kind of rip it that way. Mm-hmm. I do think I like the idea of the weekly kind of must-see show, and, like, so, for example, House of the Dragon is out right now, and, like, me, Shime, and Davey have been doing, like, episode recaps, which you wouldn't do if they dumped every episode out, right? Because people all watch it at different times and everything else. But now you know, if you want to watch it live, Sunday at 9, boom, you watch it, and then we can react to it right after. So I like that. Not every show necessarily demands that, right? Like, not every show is appointment viewing. But, I do miss the weekly thing, right? Where it's like, all right, every Thursday, you know what you're watching. Every Sunday,
House of the Dragon's one of the biggest shows in the world, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So that, like, it works for them. But, like, I think of a show like Ozark. So Ozark's kind of a polarizing show. I remember shouting at Andrew Raycroft because he thinks Ozark's better than Breaking Bad.
That's just terrible. That's a terrible take.
It's a bad take.
Worst take I've ever heard.
Like, people
He's
like
a
what
good
they
analyst,
like.
Analyst, terrible take.
But that's wrong, right? Like, you can, like, I'm not, you know, it's, anyway. But I think Ozark kind of benefited from, that would have been a bad weekly show. Because that was developed and I think shot with the idea of end every episode on kind of a cliffhanger so people just watch the next one. So if that was a week-to-week one, I think people might be like, yeah, that episode was fine, like, whatever. Whereas you're like, well, the next one's there. I'm not getting up off my couch. I'll just rip it again.
Yeah, and it played perfectly into the way the algorithm works.
Yes.
And how Netflix has the whole, like, oh, my God, can you believe it ended like that? Press this button. Otherwise, in 14 seconds, the next episode starts. Like, well, of course I'm going to stay up too late tonight and watch one more.
Correct.
Honey, bring another beer and the bag of Fritos. We got one more Ozark.
Yep, absolutely. All right, last one on the Would You Rathers, as it is grill season right now. Mm. Would you rather, Fitzy, you're at a barbecue, you're at a neighbor's barbecue, buddy's barbecue.
Good old cookout.
Would you rather two cheeseburgers or two hot dogs or one of each?
One and one.
You're the one of each guy.
Yep. I'm a one of each guy. Now, which way do you go? Because the burger fills you up more.
Yes.
But the hot dog, see, I think the hot dog is the perfect appetizer. The hot dog is the perfect warm-up for the burger.
So you slide the slider down first.
Yep. Giddy up on the glizzy.
Yep.
And then it's burger o'clock.
So
I'm gonna want two cheeseburgers is often too much. Then I just want, that's too much bread. Then I'm gonna want a double cheeser right there.
I know. This is kind of... So I usually... My go-to order would be the one-and-one. However, mm-hmm. I feel like after I did the one-and-one, I'm always like, I probably should have just gotten the double cheeseburger. Because then at least you're kind of full and you kind of move on. I feel like the cheeseburger is always better than the hot dog, at least for me.
More often than not.
Yeah. I would but I do end up going one of each. Especially if you're at a place where you're not sure how they're cooking them and you don't want to be particular. You're like, let me just see what you guys got going on. Right? Like, are you really cooking your dogs? Is it medium?
Well, what is your favorite prep of dog? Do you like them like, are you a boiled or steamed hot dog, ballpark style? Fresh from the skillet or grilled? Mine?
Grilled dog. Grilled. Yeah,
you got to go grilled.
Grilled, and I like grilled a little would be my favorite by far, yeah.
Just a little burn on them.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Yeah, I'm good with that. Stiz, where are you at?
Two hot dogs.
The double hot dog guy.
Double hot dog, grilled, some chopped onions, and some ketchup.
Look at that.
That's it. Yep.
You're having a nice little time at the barbecue.
Yep. Now, see, right. You just wait a second. You put on ketchup, and I was just going to say, like, oh, awesome. Do you have the juice box first, or do you have...
I don't
you put
Stiz,
the chopped onions on there, which is an adult move.
That is true.
H-O-T-D-O-G-S, hot dogs!
Yeah, chopped onion, little ketchup.
There you have it. There you go. There's your order right there.
I'm taking the kids. So tomorrow, my kids all week have been in Cape Cod Baseball League.
Nice.
Baseball camp, which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Side note, I went to a game last night, saw the Kootenai Kettleers against the Yarmouth Dennis Red Sox. The YD Red Sox have quite the alumni roster.
Is that right?
You know, Biggio.
Craig or Cavan?
Craig.
Craig, Hall of Famer.
Chris Sale.
Sure.
Shane Bieber.
Oh, nice.
Like
the Biebs.
A lot of like recent major league stars and Hall of Famers all came through the YD Red Sox.
I like it.
It's an awesome time. Tomorrow is the father son game, so the practice is all we get to go and we play against the kids, which is great. I'm absolutely going to smash a couple off over the wall and just
I was going to say what's the spread? What's the run line there?
Oh my god. I'm take 45 seconds rounding the bases after my first dinger tomorrow. But then I'm taking the kids out afterward, my kids and some of their friends, to this place right around the corner from us called the Doghouse.
Oh, awesome. Love that.
Yep. Phenomenal. Oh, man, it's great. But great fresh cut fries, amazing hot dogs, glizzies for days.
Mm-hmm.
But they also sneaky make an awesome burger. And
nice.
I have been thinking like all that. Day, like, which way am I going? Now that we had this conversation,
yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go both.
You're going to one and one. Is it a nice thin patty? Or they go like you don't want like, too big of a burger. Like the big,
yeah.
Like,
it's kind of a smash burger. Not a full-blown smash
okay.
burger.
Right.
But we're not talking about like a steak burger.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh, I gotcha.
The best.
All right, we will get to a what are you watching? Fitzy sort of already alluded to The Bear, but we'll get into his thoughts on the first three episodes of The Bear, spoiler-free. And also, what are you watching this summer on the old TV and streaming services? You can weigh in on any of it at 617-779-7937. It's The Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy here on WEEI.
If you missed any of our Patriots Monday and Friday interviews, go back and listen on the podcast anytime. Just subscribe to The Rich Keefe Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of The Rich Keefe Show
on WEEI.
Back here on The Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy WEEI, this brings up a good question. Is Will Smith back? Is Will Smith uncanceled?
He's not back.
I was going to say Bad Boys 4 or Bad Boys for Life. No. Ride or Die. Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Is it?
That's what actually the title, I believe, is. Had a really good opening weekend a couple weeks back.
I'll see that.
He's been doing a lot of publicity, getting
yeah.
like this seems like the Q rating.
Is he allowed back in the trust tree in Hollywood?
Interesting. I think the court of public opinion is probably what he's most concerned with.
Yeah.
And I think he's worked his way back into the good graces of, I'm not going to say everybody, but it seems like a majority
yeah.
of the public. Like if the movie did well, like we all would have known. Like there was a movie that he made for Apple that came out.
Like right after, right?
Yeah, that supposedly his performance in was outstanding.
Yeah, well, listen, he's an Academy Award winning actor, for God's sakes.
He also should be a felon because yep. he committed assault at the Oscars.
Plenty of witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say he's back. So he did a movie, a franchise movie, co-starring the one guy who might be willing to work with him.
Fair. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Bad Boys is already, like, I love the Bad Boys movies. Like, I haven't seen this new one yet, but, like, I love them. They're fantastic. And I also love Martin.
I like the first one.
Dude, the second one's nuts. The second one just keeps going, and they're, like, throwing cars at each other.
They're fun times.
Yeah, it's like the Fast and the Furious movies kind of took what Bad Boys 2 did, and it's like, this is what our whole thing's going to be. But,
yeah, and we'll have subs chase cars.
But I don't think there's going to be a lot of people being like, I want to work with Will Smith. I'm curious what his next project, and maybe he's already filming something, I don't know.
And Chris Rock, I feel like, got his get back the last 5 minutes in his special, so I feel like kind of...
You see Chappelle talking about that too, in Chappelle's special?
No.
Because Chappelle and Rock toured together.
Yeah.
Chappelle's was really good, because he like tells like... from talking with Rock about it and then like what he thought. And
well, he basically said like, I could see myself being both, right? I could see myself being Chris Rock. I could see myself being Will Smith.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. But it was like, it's kind of tough to be Will Smith. Like, to think that you're such a big star, to think
that
you swing such a big blank, that you can get up on stage in front of the world and hit another man? No, sorry.
Unacceptable all around, but he had a tough year.
And protecting your wife where there's like a whole lot of stuff going on there.
Your wife
yeah.
was unprotected, if you know what I mean.
I do. I do know what you mean. Yeah. Speaking of that, real quick, there's a, I think, can you say raw dog? Can you say that?
Well, you already put it out there.
Yeah, I mean, can you say?
No.
Hey, can I get a ruling? Is it okay to say raw dog on FM radio?
So the reason I bring it up,
Safe Harbor.
I saw this on Instagram. There's a new phenomenon on planes. Have you seen this?
I have.
So, Fitzy, this is, I'll say it one more time just to put it in context. It's raw dogging on planes. And what it is you don't.
Just take a hot dog straight out of the package.
You sit in your seat.
Yep.
You don't use any kind of electronics, so no Wi-Fi, no phone, no like laptop or iPad, not even a book.
Okay, so it's flying in the 1940s.
Yeah, no, but not even. It's a little technology. You are allowed to, in fact, it's encouraged that you only look at the flight map where the big plane is on the map.
Mm-hmm.
So you sit there for 7+ hours where you don't do anything. You don't even get up to go to the bathroom. You don't accept any water. And you watch the plane go from your departure city
JFK to Heathrow?
Yep. And so people
I lost a fantasy football league and finished last?
No.
The internet is stupid.
Yeah. It's like mind over matter type of thing. And these guys, it's like a feat of strength. And one guy was saying he did a 7-hour flight. Another guy said he did a 15-hour flight where all he did was stare at the little airplane.
We're so bored. We so need something new.
I couldn't do that. Not even knowing that was a thing. I like when you have that on in front of you, you just like go crazy. Go absolutely crazy. I'm like, I need to do
I don't need
something.
Constant nonstop stimulation on a flight. I like distractions if it's a smooth flight. And if it's a bumpy flight, I'm usually focused on like, all right, let's just get there.
That old bit on Seinfeld with Elaine and Putty when she's sitting there and she's like, do you need like a book or something? He's like, no. Are you going to take a nap? No, I'm fine. She's like, so what are you going to do? Like, just sit here. He was fine just sitting there in the chair, just like waiting to get to the place. And she was like so mad that he wasn't doing anything. All right, let's go to the phones. We got John in Rhode Island on one of our Would You Rather questions. John, what do you got?
Hey, Rich, love the show.
Thank you.
Try to call in when you have a full show.
Thank you.
I'm glad to hear it. You were talking about would you rather sell good players or buy good players.
Yes.
Obviously, right?
Yeah.
We all know the definition of insane, doing the same thing over again and expecting different results. Rich, I'm here to confess to you that I think I'm insane. Because for the last three, four years, I've been preaching to you and Gresh that the Red Sox should buy players, should field a complete team.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to do it, though. And the reason is because their plan is working. Why would they steer course now from their plan when their plan is working? You know what I mean? Like I understand that they're very close. They're the wild card. And Alex Cora's comments about being greedy, I loved it. But then Craig Breslow this morning literally said that, well, if we win more games, that's being greedy. I truly think that's exactly what he meant. I think that there's a course. They have a plan. They think they're a little bit ahead of schedule. They're not going to veer from the course to gain a couple extra wins this year. And I hate to see it as a fan, but I'm starting to realize that's reality.
You might be right, John, and that would be disappointing big time because, like, there's so many. I know they want to be able to take every single thing that happens on a baseball field and then, like, turn it into numbers and then crunch the numbers and then predict how many wins for this season and future seasons they're going to have. But, I mean, do you think you're going to get another season like this out of Tanner Houck or another season out of this, like, from Jaren Duran? Also, the manager is such a wild X factor in all this. And Alex Cora, to me, if you don't spend, maybe even if you do at this time, might be too little too late. Cora's going to be gone. And if you think he has any factor in getting these young guys to play well, like, is that guaranteed to carry over to next year when you have to introduce another manager? Like, there's so many, like, variables that, like, I feel like some of these formulas can't really compute. Just like, again, if you talk to, like, a guy that is all about the numbers with baseball, they wouldn't say David Ortiz is clutch because they don't view clutch. Like, it's just like another at bat.
Oh, it's the Bill James unquantifiable, I completely disagree with. But
right. Yeah, no, exactly. So I think they should buy in, but I kind of get John's point where he's like, I don't know, they're a little bit better than they were last year. They aren't spending more money, and they're playing some of these young guys, and maybe they just keep going this way. But people will lose their minds, but that, you know, that doesn't mean there's going to be change on the way either. But they still have a month. Still got a month, and then we can get on Breslow. But, yeah, Breslow's not exactly the guy that you hear him in an interview and you're ready to run through a wall for him. That's for sure.
Oh, Lord, no. That was such a – that felt – that for such a smart guy, that felt like such a middle manager, like being asked by the senior vice president to take over the meeting and run the PowerPoint. Ugh.
Yeah. We do have a call on the new plane phenomenon. There we got Brian in the car. Brian, are you in on this, just watching the flight map?
So there's two different levels. If you just raw dog, you're just going flight map. But if you bareback, that's no flight map and no bathroom. There's two different levels. Barebacking is for the more experienced, you know, raw dogger, per se.
Got it. Thanks for the context that, Brian. That's
what
excellent.
What's going on?
So you might want to warm up with a couple of those flight maps, and then you're like, all right, well, this is kind of getting kind of easy. Then you gotta shut that off. You gotta shut that
now,
off. Go ahead.
Am I traversing bareback mountain, if you will? If I just take a nap
today, Junior.
Yeah, come on, Biden. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how I can say this on the radio without getting any of us in trouble.
I'm not entirely
FCC compliant. So if I just shut my eyes and just relax, God forbid, on a 3-hour flight. Is that considered barebacking?
Yeah, you are in the middle of a bareback. Yeah.
As long as you don't go to the bathroom.
I do a pretty good job on planes.
Control?
I don't go. Yeah, I usually don't go on planes. I hate getting up. Even if I'm on an aisle seat.
You
got to
stretch those legs.
Really? 6-hour
you
flight?
You dehydrate. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's terrible for you.
Yeah, that's
awful. Great. It's awful. But I'm also like, I just gotta get through it. I just gotta bareback this flight.
Do you eat? Do you eat on the plane?
No.
Come on.
I'll get a water. If they come by with water, I'll drink the water. So I guess I'm out now on that competition.
No cocktail for Keith?
Well, I used to when you could bring your, let's see, there's not a word for this, small alcohol bottles onto planes.
Sabs? Small alcohol bottles?
So when you could bring small, you used to be able to take small alcohol bottles. You could put them in a plastic bag because they were all under the whatever the ounce asked for, like a Coke or like a pineapple juice or whatever.
Mrs. T's Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah, you order one of those.
What year was this?
I mean,
not long ago.
Like when you can smoke in restaurants?
No. This was, it was probably pre-COVID.
Yes, that's what it was. So even like 6-7 years ago, you could get you can get a nice little Bloody Mary mix in a can.
Yep.
Pop out two Tito's of your own if you like it a little extra strong.
Oh, loved it.
Whammo.
Loved it. You know, those guys. And you know me, I'm as cheap as it gets. So rather than paying like $12 for
a bad mixed
drink.
Yeah, I'm surprised the airlines let you do that.
Yeah, so now they don't. So to answer your question, no, I'll drink in like the airport bar before getting on the flight. But then when I'm on the flight, I'm like, I'm not going to really enjoy this.
I like having a drink when I land. Because it's sort of like, hooray, I, alongside several other 100 people, have defied gravity and science.
That's true.
And and that beer always tastes amazing.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
The touchdown beer is great. But like a couple beers in the air, I never fall asleep. Then I got a whiz.
But think about how good that beer would taste if you bareback the whole flight.
Ooh, you earned it. You really earned it.
Yeah.
just holding down two $14 20-ounce Coors Lights the entire time.
Although the thing I saw on Instagram was a bunch of dudes taking pictures of themselves doing this on the plane, to which I would say, aren't you not supposed to have electronics? Count. So if you're holding your phone, aren't you already out?
But it's like Pixar, it didn't happen.
No, I know.
All right, we have towed so close to so many different lines tonight. Summertime sports radio, yeah. America.
These are the two things. So I'm like, knowing that we had a full show tonight, I was very excited about that. I'm like, all right, we got some NBA draft, and we got some Red Sox playing well news. And then the two things I saw right before I got in here was this thing about flights, people just staring at the flight map, and then the Kyle Filipowski story. Kid out of Duke got groomed by this Mormon woman when he was in high school, and now he doesn't even talk to his family. And I'm like, what on earth is going on here?
Yeah, you add in some prop bets on a debate, and you've got well-constructed, tightly organized sports radio at its finest.
Unbelievable.
Well done.
What is this? Let's go to Ethan and Ethan in Longmeadow. Ethan, you have some plane facts for us?
Oh, yes, sir. Professional travel here. Okay. And East Longmeadow, we don't like Longmeadow. So you can bring small alcohol bottles on the plane. TSA does allow it. It's the airlines that frown upon it.
Got it.
You just got to be a little sneaky with it. Maybe throw it in the sleeve of your sweatshirt or something, but go crazy. Mm. Have a good one, fellas.
All right. Okay. Thank you for that, Ethan.
Nice PSA.
So I might, the last flight I was on. Yeah, go ahead.
Like I was going to say, like one of those guns that like slides down, you know, like the
That might not be the best.
No, that's not allowed on the plane. What are you?
Instead of that.
Jack Jones over here?
Not the pistol. No, I'm just saying like, you know, those, the ones, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, the little
slide that have just had a nice little small bottle of alcohol.
You do a little, if anybody knows any sleight of hand, yeah, you need to like tell your wife to create a diversion. Go down, start screaming, get everybody's attention.
Yeah, honey, so start yelling, that man back there is not real.
So I can make this rum and coke real quick. Go crazy, go crazy so I can do that. So yeah, so that's a good bit of intel. So I guess maybe that's what, when I was reading like the menu on there, maybe they were like, you can't do that. But again, how are they really going to police that? You know, there's only three flight attendants for a whole flight. They can't really tell.
Yeah, they don't have enough people to be able to go seat by
seat. You just can't be like so over the top about it. You're like, can I have a cup of ice and a pineapple juice? Don't pour the pineapple juice. Don't pour it. I'll pour it. Like, what do you plan on doing in there?
And a lime wedge.
If we could also maybe, oh yeah.
And a stir. Like a little stir.
Do you have any grenadine by any chance?
So what do you got cooking up here? Like, oh no, don't worry about me. Fitz, real quick on what you were watching. You mentioned The Bear first three episodes. Is it? I read one review, not even a review, because I didn't want to read the review. I saw a headline that said it's not as good as the first two seasons. Is that somebody that's just going for shock?
No, as a matter of fact, before the show, I checked a number of sites, and the majority of the reviews from major publications, pop culture sites, and beyond, don't like the season and say it may have jumped the shark.
Oh boy!
Well, I'm still going to give it a rip. It's going to be a full dork episode at some point, but all 10 episodes are out right now, and I would dare say season one and season two are two of the best seasons of television over the last five.
See, I disagree. The first review I read, somebody said like,
if you missed any of our Patriots Monday and Friday interviews, go back and listen on the podcast anytime. Just subscribe to The Rich Keefe Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of The Rich Keefe Show
on WEEI.
Back here on The Rich Keefe Show with Fitz and WEEI, this brings up a good question. Is Will Smith back? Is Will Smith uncanceled?
He's not back.
I was going to say, Bad Boys 4 or Bad Boys for Life. No. Ride or Die. Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Is it?
That's what actually the title, I believe, is. Had a really good opening weekend a couple weeks back.
I'll see that.
He's been doing a lot of publicity about getting, like, it seems like the Q rating.
Is he allowed back in the trust tree in Hollywood?
Interesting. I think the court of public opinion is probably what he's most concerned with.
Yeah.
And I think he's worked his way back into the good graces of, I'm not going to say everybody, but it seems like a majority of the public. Like if the movie did well, like we all would have known. Like there was a movie that he made for Apple that came out
like right after, right?
Yeah, that supposedly his performance in was outstanding.
Yeah, well, listen, he's an Academy Award winning actor, for God's sakes.
He also should be a felon because he committed assault at the Oscars.
Plenty of witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say he's back. So he did a movie, a franchise movie, co-starring the one guy who might be willing to work with him.
Fair. Mm-hmm.
You know, like Bad Boys is already, like, I love the Bad Boys movies. Like, I haven't seen this new one yet, but like, I love them. They're fantastic. And I also love Martin.
I like the first one.
Dude, the second one's nuts. The second one just keeps going and they're like throwing cars at each other.
They're fun times.
Yeah, it's like what the Fast and the Furious movies are now. Like the Fast and the Furious movies kind of took what Bad Boys 2 did and was like, this is what our whole thing's going to be. But
and we'll have subs chase cars.
But I don't think there's going to be a lot of people being like, oh, I want to work with Will Smith. Like, I'm curious what his next project, and maybe he's already filming something, I don't know.
And Chris Rock, I feel like, got his get back the last 5 minutes in his special, so I feel like kind of...
You see Chappelle talking about that too, in Chappelle's special?
No.
Because Chappelle and Rock toured together.
Yeah.
Chappelle's was really good because he like tells like from talking with Rock about it and then like what he thought. And
he basically said like I could see myself being both, right? I could see myself being Chris Rock. I could see myself being Will Smith.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah,
but
I
it's
don't
like
know.
It's
kind of tough to be Will Smith. Like to think that you're such a big star, to think that you swing such a big blank that you can get up on stage in front of the world and hit another man. No, sorry.
Unacceptable all and around, like, but he had a tough year. Like,
but like
man.
And protecting your wife where there's like a whole lot of stuff going
after
on there.
Your wife
yeah.
was unprotected, if you know what I mean.
I do. I do know what you mean. Yeah. Speaking of that, real quick, there's a, I think, can you say raw dog? Can you say that?
Well, you already put it out there.
Yeah, I mean, can you say?
No.
La, la, la.
Hey, can I get a ruling? Is it okay to say raw dog on FM radio?
So the reason I bring it up,
Safe Harbor.
I saw this on Instagram. There's a new phenomenon on planes. Have you seen this?
I have.
So, Fitzy, this is, I'll say it one more time just to put it in context. It's raw dogging on planes. And what it is you don't.
Take a hot dog straight out of the package.
You don't. No, you sit in your seat.
Yep.
You don't use any kind of electronics, so no Wi-Fi, no phone, no like laptop or iPad, not even a book.
Okay, so it's flying in the 1940s.
Yeah. No, but not even. It's a little technology. You are allowed to. In fact, it's encouraged that you only look at the flight map where the big plane is on the map.
Mm-hmm.
So you sit there for 7+ hours where you don't do anything. You don't even get up to go to the bathroom. You don't accept any water. And you watch the plane go from your city, your departure city
like
to
what,
your
JFK to Heathrow?
Yep. And so people will then take
because
pictures.
I lost a fantasy football league and finished last?
No.
It's because the internet is stupid.
Yeah. It's like mind over matter type of thing. And they're like these are these guys. It's like a feat of strength. And one guy was saying he did a 7-hour flight. Another guy said he did a 15-hour flight where all he did was stare at the little airplane.
We're so bored. We need something new.
I couldn't do that.
No way.
Not even knowing that was a thing. When you have that on in front of you, you just like go crazy. Go absolutely crazy. I'm like, I need to do
I don't need
something.
Constant nonstop stimulation on a flight. I like distractions if it's a smooth flight. And if it's a bumpy flight, I'm usually focused on like, all right, let's just get there.
That's why that old bit on Seinfeld with Elaine and Putty when she's sitting there and she's like, do you need like a book or something? He's like, no. Are you going to take a nap? No, I'm fine. She's like, so what are you going to do? Like, just sit here. He was fine just sitting there in the chair, just like waiting to get to the place. And she was like so mad that he wasn't doing anything. All right, let's go to the phones. We got John in Rhode Island on one of our Would You Rather questions. John, what do you got?
Hey, Rich, love the show.
Thank
I
you.
Try to call in when you have a full show,
Thank
so I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, you were talking about would you rather sell good players or buy good players.
Yes.
Obviously, right?
Yeah.
We all know the definition of insane, doing the same thing over again and expecting different results. Rich, I'm here to confess to you that I think I'm insane because for the last three, four years, I've been preaching to you and Gresh that the Red Sox should buy players, should field a complete team.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to do it, though. And the reason is because their plan is working. Why would they steer course now from their plan when their plan is working? You know what I mean? Like, I understand that They're very close. They're the wild card. And Alex Cora's comments about being greedy, I loved it. But then Craig Breslow this morning literally said that, well, if we win more games, that's being greedy. I truly think that's exactly what he meant. I think that there's a course. They have a plan. They think they're a little bit ahead of schedule. They're not going to veer from the course to gain a couple extra wins this year. And I hate to see it as a fan, but I'm starting to realize that's reality.
You might be right, John, and that would be disappointing big time because, like, there's so many. I know they want to be able to take every single thing that happens on a baseball field and then, like, turn it into numbers and then crunch the numbers and then predict how many wins for this season and future seasons they're going to have. But, I mean, do you think you're going to get another season like this out of Tanner Houck or another season out of this, like, from Jaron Duran? Also, the manager is such a wild X factor in all this. And Alex Cora, to me, if you don't spend, maybe even if you do at this time, might be too little too late. Cora's going to be gone. And if you think he has any factor in getting these young guys to play well, like, is that guaranteed to carry over to next year when you have to introduce another manager? Like, there's so many, like, variables that, like, I feel like some of these formulas can't really compute. Just like, again, if you talk to, like, a guy that is all about the numbers with baseball, they wouldn't say David Ortiz is clutch because they don't view clutch. Like, it's just like another at bat.
Oh, it's the Bill James unquantifiable, which I completely disagree with. But
right. Yeah, no, exactly. So I think they should buy in, but I kind of get John's point where he's like, I don't know, they're a little bit better than they were last year. They aren't spending more money, and they're playing some of these young guys, and maybe they just keep going this way. But people will lose their minds, but that, you know, that doesn't mean there's going to be change on the way either. But they still have a month. Still got a month, and then we can get on Breslow. But, yeah, Breslow's not exactly the guy that you hear him in an interview and you're ready to run through a wall for him. That's for sure.
Oh, Lord, no. That was such a – that felt – that for such a smart guy, that felt like such a middle manager, like being asked by the senior vice president to take over the meeting and run the PowerPoint. Ugh.
Yeah. We do have a call on the new plane phenomenon. There we got Brian in the car. Brian, are you in on this, just watching the flight map?
So there's two different levels. If you just raw dog, you're just going flight map. But if you bareback, that's no flight map and no bathroom. There's two different levels. Barebacking is for the more experienced, you know.
Sure.
Raw dogger, per se.
Got it. Thanks for the context on that, Brian. That's
what
excellent.
What's going on?
So you might want to warm up with a couple of those flight maps, and then you're like, all right, well, this is kind of getting kind of easy. Then you got to shut that off. You got to shut that off. Go ahead.
Am I traversing bareback mountain, if you will, if I just take a nap?
Today, Junior.
Yeah, come on, Biden, let's go.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how I can say this on the radio without getting any of us in trouble.
I'm not entirely
FCC compliant. So if I just shut my eyes and just relax, God forbid, on a 3-hour flight, is that considered barebacking?
Yeah, you are in the middle of a bareback. Yeah.
As long as you don't go to the bathroom.
I do a pretty good job on planes.
Control.
I don't go. Yeah, I usually don't go on planes. I hate getting up, even if I'm on an aisle seat.
You got to stretch those legs.
Really?
Rich.
6-hour
you
flight?
Dehydrate. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's terrible for you.
Yeah, that's
it's awful.
Great.
It's awful. But I'm also like, I just gotta get through it. I just got to bareback this flight.
Do you eat on the plane?
No.
Come on.
I'll get a water. If they come by with water, I'll drink the water. So I guess I'm out now on that competition.
No cocktail for Keith?
Well, I used to when you could bring your, let's see, there's not a word for this, small alcohol bottles onto planes.
Sabs? Small alcohol bottles?
So when you could bring small, you used to be able to take small alcohol bottles. You could put them in a plastic bag because they were all under the whatever the ounce asked for, like a Coke or like a pineapple juice or whatever.
How about Mrs. T's Bloody Mary mix?
Yeah, you order one of those for
free.
What
year was this?
I mean,
not long ago.
Like when you can smoke in restaurants?
No, this was, it was probably pre-COVID.
Yes, that's what it was. So even like 6-7 years ago, you could get you can get a nice little Bloody Mary mix in a can.
Yep.
Pop out two Tito's of your own if you like it a little extra strong.
Oh, loved it.
Whammo.
Loved it. You know, those guys, and you know me, I'm as cheap as it gets. So rather than paying like $12 for
a bad mixed drink.
Yeah,
the airlines let you do that.
Yeah, so now they don't. So to answer your question, no, I'll drink in like the airport bar before getting on the flight. But then when I'm on the flight, I'm like, I'm not going to really enjoy this.
I like having a drink when I land because it's sort of like, hooray, I, alongside several other hundred people, have defied gravity and science.
That's true.
And we like, and that beer always tastes amazing.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
The touchdown beer is great. But like a couple beers in the air, I never fall asleep. Then I got a whiz.
But think about how good that beer would taste if you bareback the whole flight.
Ooh, you earned it. You really earned it.
Yeah.
Just holding down two $14 20-ounce Coors Lights the entire time.
Although the thing I saw on Instagram was a bunch of dudes taking pictures of themselves doing this on the plane, to which I would say, aren't you not supposed to have electronics? So if you're holding your phone, aren't you already out?
But it's like Pixar, it didn't happen.
No, I know.
All right. We have towed so close to so many different lines tonight. Summertime Sports Radio, America.
These are the two things. So I'm like, knowing that we had a full show tonight, I was very excited about that. I'm like, all right, we got some NBA draft, and we got some Red Sox playing well news. And then the two things I saw right before I got in here was this thing about flights, people just staring at the flight map, and then the Kyle Filipowski story. Kid out of Duke got groomed by this Mormon woman when he was in high school, and now he doesn't even talk to his family. And I'm like, what on earth is going on here?
Yeah, you add in some prop bets on a debate, and you've got well-constructed, tightly organized sports radio at its finest.
Unbelievable.
Well done.
What is this? Let's go to Ethan in Longmeadow. Ethan, you have some plane facts for us?
Oh, yes, sir. Professional travel here. Okay. And East Longmeadow, we don't like Longmeadow. So you can bring small alcohol bottles on the plane. TSA does allow it. It's the airlines that frown upon it.
Got it.
You just got to be a little sneaky with it. Maybe throw it in the sleeve of your sweatshirt or something, but go crazy. Mm. Have a good one, fellas.
All right. Okay. Thank you for that, Ethan.
Nice PSA.
So I might, the last flight like I was those, on. Yeah, go ahead.
Like I was going to say, like one of those guns that like slides down, you know, like the.
That might not be the best.
No, that's not allowed on the plane. What are you?
Instead of that.
Jack Jones over here?
Not the pistol. No, I'm just saying, like, you know, those, the ones. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right? I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, the little
slide that have just had a nice little small bottle of alcohol.
You do a little, if anybody knows any sleight of hand, yeah, you need to like tell your wife to create a diversion. Go down, start screaming, get everybody's attention.
Yeah, honey, start yelling, that man back there's not real.
So I can make this rum and coke real quick. Go crazy so I can do that. Yeah, so that's a good bit of intel. So I guess maybe that's what, when I was reading like the menu on there, maybe they were like, you can't do that. But again, how are they really going to police that? You know, there's only three flight attendants for a whole flight. They can't really tell.
Yeah, they don't have enough people to be able to go seat by
seat. You just can't be like so over the top about it. You're like, can I have a cup of ice and a pineapple juice? Don't pour the pineapple juice. Don't pour it. I'll pour it. Like, what do you plan on doing in there?
And a lime wedge.
Yeah, if we could also maybe, oh yeah.
And a stirrer. A little stir.
Do you have any grenadine by any chance?
Like, what do you got cooking up here? Like, oh, nothing. Don't worry about me. Fitz, you real quick on what you were watching. You mentioned The Bear first three episodes. Is it? I read one review, not even a review, because I didn't want to read the review. I saw a headline that said it's not as good as the first two seasons. Is that somebody that's just going for shock?
No, actually, as a matter of fact, before the show, I checked a number of sites, and the majority of the reviews from major publications, pop culture sites, and beyond don't like the season and say it may have jumped the shark.
Oh boy!
Well, I'm still going to give it a rip. It's going to be a full dork episode at some point, but all 10 episodes are out right now, and I would dare say season one and season two are two of the best seasons of television over the last.
I disagreed. The first review I read, somebody said like season two is where it began its precipitous decline. Ooh. I think season two of The Bear is one of the best seasons of television I've ever seen, with two of my top 20 favorite episodes of TV of all time. We can throw more of this in the grab bag because I've also seen a ton of movies recently.
Excellent.
And would love to hear what you've seen as well.
All right. Yeah. So let's do that in the grab bag. 2 hours down, 2 hours to go on the Rich Keefe Show with Fitzy. You can join us 617-779-7937. NBA draft is over. What did the Celtics get out of it? And what do we think of Bronny James going to the LA Lakers? We'll get to all that with you coming up next year on WEEI.